Those who defend NIU say the perception that the community is unsafe is driven by media reports. They say because of some high-profile incidents in the past, namely the Cole Hall shooting, any serious crime that occurs on or near campus gets a lot of attention. The argument is also made that crimes committed at other Illinois universities often get ignored. When evaluating crime statistics, NIU's numbers are either on par or match up favorably with other schools comparable in size, such as Illinois State and Southern Illinois University Carbondale. According to 2010 statistics provided under the Federal Cleary Act, Illinois State had far more aggravated assaults than the other two schools. SIU led the way in burglaries. But to be fair, Northern did top other categories, including weapons arrests and forcible sex offenses. However, it wasn't by a wide margin. Rick Bleichner is the police chief of Normal, which is home to Illinois State. He says students there go to school in a safe city.
When you compare the national average on Part 1 and Part 2 crimes, we fall well below those.
But Bleichner says the campus community isn't immune from crime problems.
Last year, we saw an increase in the fall with regards to aggravated batteries, robbery-type incidents. And when we started boiling those down and looking at them, they really revolved around people who were coming home possibly late at night. They were walking by themselves. They were, approached by groups of individuals. They had their cell phones taken. They were asked for money.
Those robberies occurred near campus, and Bleichner says his department worked closely with ISU authorities to get a handle on the situation. That included educating the public about the rash of crimes. The chief also says the collaboration resulted in some arrests. Authorities in DeKalb say part of the crime problems they deal with involve incidents started by visitors of students. Back at Illinois State, McLean County Sheriff Mike Emery says they experience that problem as well.
Other young adults that travel in for the weekend to visit with their brother or sister or friends or cousins, and they get involved in large parties and those types of activities.
Like others in the Bloomington Normal area, Emery says the ISU community and its surrounding areas are safe. But he says the Cleary Act statistics mostly cover the campuses themselves, and that the numbers aren't always indicative of the environment in any given college town. Russ Thomas is with the Campus Police Department at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. He says they really don't have violent crime issues. Thomas says one of their problem crimes is theft.
And it's usually theft by student, it's student over student. Very seldom it's somebody just coming off the street, walking through the buildings and stealing something.
But Thomas says that doesn't compare to an image problem SIU was forced to deal with in the past.
We had this stigmatism that we was the party school. We had the Halloween riots from 94 to 2000.
Thomas says once they were able to get a handle on the situation, SIU was able to focus more on the good things the university has to offer. Mike O'Leary is a sheriff's lieutenant in Jackson County, which is where SIU Carbondale is located. He says it can't be stressed enough that students need to be educated about the dangerous situations they can encounter no matter where they go to college.
Just by the very nature of their presence here, they're moving around a lot, they're away from their homes, they're in positions where there is alcohol and the potential for drugs and things like that. And absolutely, there are people that prey upon the fact that these are young people and may not yet be experienced enough in the world to recognize when they're putting themselves in danger.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from administrators at all three schools about crime issues and how they affect university promotion and recruitment. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.